Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Keith Meadows is with us. Of course, we're here for the 30th anniversary of the delivery of the B-2 bomber. And Keith Meadows was the crew chief on that very beginning effort. And he's here with us. And he's the man who landed the plane today, as a matter of fact, brought it in. And he's here with us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks.
So how did it feel today?
It was amazing. First of all, it was really great to come back and accomplish and do something that I did 30 years ago.
Right.
So to have that opportunity to bring in the spirit bomber and play a role in that was extremely gratifying, humbling, and more importantly, it was great to have my son here, my wife.
Oh, that's cool.
My son, who's 32, that's how old I was when the airplane delivered.
Oh, wow.
So to have that experience for him, to see his dad do that, I've described it to him several times over the years, but it doesn't do it any justice. He was 18 months old when that happened. Right. So it doesn't do it any justice. So to have him, my family here, and to experience that it's really gratifying. It gets me in the throat. It kind of chokes me up.
You did seem pretty emotional once you brought that in. And
it chokes you up when that happens. And not, it's just not that, because it's never been about, I always told them, it's never been about one person, right? This is about team spirit. This is Team Whiteman. It's pulling something together that we all accomplished as a team. While it's important, and I'm grateful to be able to be the first crew chief, and I'm going to tell you a story real quick if there's time.
Yes.
So when I was a little kid, I was telling Karen this yesterday, there was an old Army commercial, and it was this guy is outside, the sun's coming up, and it's an M1 tank, Abrams tank, the M1 tank, and the staff sergeant, whatever he was in the Army, says, "Good morning, First Sergeant," and I'll never forget it, because he goes, and then the First Sergeant says, "Good morning," and then he breaks away and goes, "Who would ever thought, as a staff sergeant, I'd be the first B-1 or tanker, M-1 tank crew chief?"
Right.
And I thought to myself as a kid, that'd be amazing to be a crew chief and have be assigned something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I was always,
wow,
I can't believe that happened. I saw the commercial. I'm a kid, and years later, I'm the first B-2 crew chief. It wasn't because I was the best crew chief, but I always felt I had the right attitude and the right drive.
Well, I think you had to be pretty good.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's some responsibility.
It is.
So take us back, Keith, if you will, to 30 years ago. And you got this incredible piece of machinery that you are responsible for bringing in for the very first time.
Right.
What kind of pressure is that?
So when I got notified, I actually left Ellsworth Air Force Base and got the assignment here. I'd actually left for the Senior NCO Academy. And when I came back, I was called into the office, and Chief Bruce said, "Hey, Sergeant Meadows, I want to talk to you for a second." I come in. He goes, "Hey, I just wanted you to know we selected you to be the first crew chief." And, of course, my heart dropped, and I was super excited.
Right.
He asked me if I want to do that. I said, "Hell yeah."
Yeah.
And I was not going to turn that down.
Right.
So then became the journey, right?
Right.
You have that, and all of a sudden you have a – no airplane here yet, and you're thrust into the limelight. And I'm not going to lie, there were certain times where we were called the Golden Boys. Because there's one group, the first group, and we're in the paper, we're in the base magazines. Mm-hmm. And to be humble, try to hold on to humbleness and not, like my wife's cousin said, "You're going to get a big head over it." I had never felt I got a big head, but I was always proud that I had the ability, or I was given the capability,
Well, there's only one.
There's only one.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share it with everybody, though. I didn't want it to be just the one. Right. I wanted to be that team spirit, that team dynamic where everybody feels like they're a part of something, not just me.
Right.
And don't get me wrong. To look back over the years, many times, my boss included, goes, every time I start a new job or position, "This is the first B-2 crew chief." And that that part got a little old at times because you're like, all right, that's not that.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Right. But I was always proud of that and always proud of what we were able to do with the B-2. We flew it 5 days after it landed. 5 days later, we turned around and flew it again.
Oh, wow.
And that's a pretty remarkable feat given the new airplane. It's the complexities of the airplane. We had to do things back then that they don't have to do now. We had to do certain things with desiccant bags. It would take hours to put and cover. They no longer have to do that. Well, there's things that we had to do then that would take 2 or 3 hours. Those days have gone because they found workarounds or improvements on the systems.
Right.
So the bed down of the first B-2, difficult because you got to learn, watch, you got to learn, you got to figure out new ways to improve on the capability. Yeah,
there's nobody to teach you. But I mean, because you're the guy.
The fortunate side, our crew chiefs, we had one crew chief, Mr. Al Price. He was on the program when it was black. So he was our guide. Our mentor
right, right.
to help us lead. We'd go to Palmdale. There were times where we would take off and go to Edwards Air Force Base. So we would do an out and back, we called them. We'd fly out to Palmdale, train for at the Palmdale plant. I actually saw my airplane being assembled, which is a rare. That's something in itself was pretty cool. My name was on the door before it left the factory.
Oh, wow.
With General Lowe, wow. Colonel Ballinger, and to have that happen was really remarkable.
So the first time you brought it in, was it completely without mistakes?
No. So this is the interesting part. I was on headsets. I plugged in, right? I thought for sure that thing was – that we tested that headset time and time again.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding you. When I plugged that thing in and I said ground up to General Lowe, ground up. Sergeant Meadows, you there? Ground up.
Oh, no.
The headset never worked, so we had to fake it.
Oh, no.
The headset did not work. I don't know how many times
that's not good.
That's not good. Because normally you'd give, you'd run through your system shutdown and stuff like that, but that did not happen. So once that happened, they just shut down. We faked it. No one knew that the headset did not work. So
right.
This is first time on radio. So
it's so funny, though. I mean, you're talking about the B-2 and the headset's not working.
Yeah, of all things, right?
Yeah, right, right.
But the airplane, as far as the process, my assistants, Paul Harrison, there's so many people that helped us all work together. We had to, there's one thing I did not like. We had to wear ascot. I hated the ascot.
You had to wear an ascot?
That did not help our cause. Remember how I talked about Golden Boys?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They want us to wear ascots.
You're the real Golden Boys now.
And they made it really difficult.
Yeah,
I love everybody. We just talked to, General Marcotte. I just gave him a big hug today. And to see my old boss and the old leadership here.
Yeah.
They're old, we're old, but they're still as lively as ever. They're still as passionate. Colonel Limundi is still as passionate as he's ever been about the B-2.
That's great.
And actually, it's why I think they call it the Spirit Bomber, because it really does bring that spirit into everybody. It was
not just you guys. I mean, everybody that watched that demonstration today, I mean, you could just tell there was that passion and that just that pride in having that kind of an aircraft here.
Yeah.
And thank God you're on our side. For that.
Well, then you look at it, in 90 years, and then people said people were here, my grandmother was born in 1902. A year later, that flyer flew, and 90 mm-hmm. years to the day, my grandmother was still alive and at that time. She was 96, so she was still alive when that happened. And to see that what we've done in 90 years,
the
technology and what we bring to the table for the warfighter,
right?
It's really quite remarkable. And then you think about the B-21 Raider.
Yeah.
30 years of technology. What is that going to be like for that system? What is that going to do? The B-2 in itself is an incredible weapon system. Yeah. Bring in 30 more years of technology, and I think you're really going to have a really formidable force.
Yeah.
And if you build enough of them and really fund it get serious about it. We didn't do that. We could have funded more and probably should have.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we get serious about the B-21 and we fund it to full capability, there's no one that wants to mess with us, right?
Yeah.
We're a formidable force, and actually, we're good people. So it's not that we want to put our force on you, but we're there to defend to the very dying breath, right? That's what this is all about.
You start it, we'll finish it,
right?
Yeah.
You don't open those can of worms because you're not going to like the outcome,
right?
Yeah. That's what this is all about.
So 30 years later, when you brought it in today, perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
I felt it was.
Yeah.
Actually.
I think so.
I felt my Marksman was like spot on for 30 years later.
That's pretty good. Yeah, did you have a refresher or did it just?
They wanted to give me a refresher. I kept saying, I got this. This is easy. I did it for 28 years.
Yeah.
I've been in the military for 28 years.
Yeah.
So, but their heart was in the right place. I actually plugged in. We were trying to do a reenactment. And I told them, actually, I plugged in. I wanted to plug in, plug in with headsets. Uh-huh. I thought they'd be more exciting. But it turns out Marksman was more fun. to bring it up, Marksman was a lot more fun.
That's so cool.
And her headset worked, so that was always a good thing.
Well, 30 years, you'd think, they've got that down, right?
Right, yeah.
Right.
So, all in all, it was incredible then, and to go through 30 years as being, being tagged, I'll take it. I loved it. I had no regrets. I just want everybody to know who back then when we worked, it was always about us, not me.
Right.
I always want that to be the thing. It's not about me. It's about us and how we get together. And it's always been about teamwork and your wingman and making sure that we're all shooting towards the same goal, right? We always want to, we want to succeed and we want to do it with passion, with honesty, and just being, and having that integrity there to up front, to just do your best no matter what. Yeah. Did I make mistakes? Absolutely. Did I learn from them? Absolutely. Did I grow from them? Without question. But in the end, what we delivered was is a war fighter, a war machine that unlike any other to this day.
Absolutely.
And then there's one coming right behind it. And I look forward. I just saw it fly a month ago. It flew for its first maiden flight, the B-21 Raider.
Wow.
And so 30 years later, we have another B-21. It's doing its test flight right now, right? So, yeah, that's really amazing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, you know, I started out in B-52s, which I've been working on them half its lifetime. They're going to fly into the 50s, 2050, they're probably going to fly. Went to the B-1, worked the B-1 for... Yeah. And then the B-2 was really the pinnacle, B-52, B-1, and then the B-2 was really just like the icing on the cake, really.
What a career.
And then to look at that airplane, it's just beautiful. I mean,
it's incredible.
A stunning, beautiful airplane brought together by engineers and designers and maintainers and flight crew. It's just that whole gamut, the whole picture of that is just really quite remarkable.
It is remarkable.
I can't even put it to words sometimes.
Well, Keith, thank you so much for your service, man. Fantastic.
I appreciate the opportunity to do this.
What a great experience. What a great career you've had.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.